And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Humboldt Happenings, with Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter.
And good afternoon. This is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings, where from 4 to 5 p.m. the first Tuesday of every month, this is your place for all things HUSD. We have a great show lined up for you today. Today we're talking graduation. That's right. It's time to start celebrating the graduating class of 2020. And joining me in the studio this afternoon, although they're a distance away from me, are a few of Bradshaw Mountain High School's finest. We are speaking with the top 1%. Normally I'd say it's our valedictorians and salutatorians, but they're all valedictorians. We'll talk a little bit about that. Additionally, I have high school principal Mr. Court Miner joining us to discuss the impacts of school closures and what that will mean for graduation. It is Tuesday, May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo and it's Taco Tuesday. We are officially wrapping up the 2019-2020 school year. I hope everyone is staying safe and staying home as much as possible. Today we're talking with the best of the best, the top 1%. We're talking the Humboldt Unified School District. Before we jump into today's great lineup, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
The team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center has faced COVID-19 with resilience, compassion, and a collective devotion for the people who live in our community. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, technologists, and many more across the entire YRMC Health Network have responded to the call to care during COVID-19. Environmental service, security, food service, maintenance, and other YRMC staff are working tirelessly too. They're keeping our patients and staff nourished and YRMC safe and sanitized for all of us. To the entire YRMC family, we know the hours are long, the work is difficult, the situation is stressful, yet your humanity shines through. We are inspired by you. And forever grateful to you.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
From our family to yours, we want to encourage you to keep going, keep being fearless, and most of all, keep dreaming. If you have any concerns about your policy coverage or about making payments, please call us at 1-800-MY-AMFAM or visit amfam.com. We'll keep being here when you need us. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD. I'm Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. And joining me in studio, we have a great lineup, actually. We're going to go around the room. We should probably not start with Mr. Miner, the principal of the high school, but we will. Just to do a mic check. Mr. Miner, thanks for being here. Say something to our audience.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Appreciate Mr. Streeter giving me a chance. Just real excited to be around some human beings, and especially the senior class here. I've missed these guys the last 6 weeks,
so thanks for having me.
So, yeah, thanks for being here, Mr. Miner. And joining us are it's the top 1% of the graduating class of 2020. And this is a little bit of a unique year. Typically, the top 1%, we always celebrate the top 1%.
Correct.
We have our valedictorian, and then we've always done co-salutatorians. But this year, this is the first time ever. We have had co-valedictorians, but we've never been in a situation where, well, I don't know what the term is, tri-valedictorians. We got three outstanding students joining us are Mark Madler, Nicole Babbitt, and Richard Ponsler. All three of you, thank you for being here today. We're glad to have you in the studio. So let's. I'm going to jump in with the students. Mark, I'm going to ask. I'll start with you. Actually, let's do something a little bit different. It's been kind of a weird time. It's your senior year. We lost the whole last quarter of your senior year. We don't know what senior breakfast is going to look like. We don't know what prom is going to look like. We don't know what scholarship night is going to look like. And we have some idea of what graduation might look like, but we're planning those things. But in lieu of all of those things, let's start off with kind of an easy question. What is something positive that's come out of this school closures? What would you say is something positive that's happened? Mark, I'll start with you.
For me, I've had more time to focus on things that I'm really passionate about. I just can work my schedule to fit my needs a little bit easier. There's not set time frames that I need to be doing things. It's really helpful for that.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Richard, how about you? Something that's positive out of all this?
For me, it's really nice to just spend time with my mom more often because we never got the chance to do that because I was always busy with school and stuff like that.
Yeah. And how about you, Nicole?
I think it's really given me the chance to focus on preparing for, you know, the next chapter, really. You know, being able to work out and then also study and give myself time to kind of just cool down after everything that high school has given me.
Yeah, no, those are great. How about you, Mr. Miner? What's something that you, maybe a positive out of all this?
I'm going to kind of hang out there with Richard. I've seen my wife more I've seen my wife more fourth quarter than I have the entire year. So it's been nice to see my wife.
Yeah, you know, and I asked that question on purpose. We actually did this with our principals last week. We asked them something that was positive, and they gave us all the same answers. It was family time. It was just an opportunity to focus on some things. It was an opportunity to maybe slow down a little bit just with the work pace and really get through some of those projects that we have working or taking place at work. And then also being able to go down a passion path.
Yes.
And maybe try some of those
hobbies.
Different things. So I think it's been interesting for me in talking to students. We're hearing the same things. And I think there's a message there. I think for everybody out there listening, but also to our students and teachers, you know, when we come back to this, there's an opportunity to have a new and better normal to where we remember to slow down on things like family time and taking time to focus and reflect and identify what those passion projects are that you want to spend some time on.
I also think there's an opportunity for teachers out there that are listening that school doesn't have to look exactly the same way when we come back.
Right.
Maybe we can, when we come back, we can reflect on some of these answers. And maybe it's an opportunity for school to start allowing students to have a little bit more voice and choice in what's happening. So,
you know, and Dan, on that, one of the, and we heard this kind of around, but one of the best answers I heard from the students was, I can plan my schedule now. I know when I can sleep, and I know when I have to do work, and it's just not dictated by the 7:15 to 3 o'clock every day.
Yeah. So, cool thing. So let's talk about these guys in here. Mr. Miner, tri-valedictorians, talk to us a little bit about kind of how that process plays out, but then how, I took a phone call from you
yes.
right before Christmas. So yes. You gave me kind of a heads up that we had a problem.
Yes. These guys are extremely competitive. So obviously in terms of GPA, they were down to the 1,000th. All right. So then we started looking at ACT scores, and now I'm actually thinking about maybe we should just go with height. What do you think, Mr. Streeter? Let's get this thing to Mark right now. But no, we tried splitting hairs and tried getting out to the Val and the Sal names, if you will. And bottom line was, you're talking about three great kids who have really worked hard in high school. And like I said, it was down to the 1,000th. And so after, I think you said to me when I talked to you on the phone, Court, haven't you just answered your own question?
Right.
I think that's what you said to me. And I said, yep, I did. Let's go with the three vowels, and that's what we're here to do.
Absolutely. So congratulations to you three. Mark, let's just because I'm going to go around the room here, we'll start with you. Was being valedictorian a goal of yours, or is this just kind of along your path, just this happened to take place?
It was a goal early on, there was a period where I kind of didn't see it happening, but then, you know, as the years went on, I saw that the rink was getting a little closer to one, and I had some hope, and in my family, there's been a lot of valedictorians, so there's sort of a precedent to, like, do well. A very high bar set for me.
So, great. How about you, Nicole? Did you set out to be a valedictorian, or...?
I think it was in the background of, like, my head, beginning of freshman year, and then slowly as I worked up and started taking more AP classes, like, I felt myself in that position, becoming valedictorian, and I could really see myself up there.
All right, excellent. And how about you, Richard?
No, not at all. Throughout the whole 4 years of high school, I've always just, like, been, hey, I'm going to do my work, I'm going to do good in class, I'm going to get my grades up. And I just never expected for me to be one of the three valedictorians. So it was a nice surprise, actually.
Yeah, and those are really three great stories of being on that path or just doing your thing and ending up in that position. So let's you guys have been preparing speeches. You guys are the featured speakers. We don't know when you'll be speaking or what medium that'll be taking place. But I know that you guys have gotten those guidelines. Mark, let me kind of reflecting on your high school years. Give me one or two highlights. What's something that as you prepare to leave Bradshaw Mountain, what are one or two things that stand out as really highlights on this journey?
I'd say some of my teachers, all of my teachers actually, but for really like helping me figure out like what I want to do, like and helping me with my work ethic. And I would say the friends I've made along the way. I mean, they'll always be in my memories and high school experience and stuff like that. Help me grow as a person.
Yeah, that's great. And how about you, Nicole? One or two highlights from your high school career?
I would say my teachers, definitely, and all of their encouraging words, just having them listen to my stories and having them help me along the way. And then also just the experiences in the classroom and being able to try new labs and figure out new problems and all of that.
Great. How about you, Richard?
For me, it'd probably be taking college courses. Okay, probably taking the college courses that are offered here. It's really a nice little, like, foundational block for me going into college next year, but also meeting just a lot of new friends that will forever be with me.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And there's a lot. You guys are involved in a lot of different activities on campus. Richard, I've seen you in student council, but talk a little bit about your involvement on the campus during your 4 years.
Well, during my 4 years, I've been in student council since sophomore year, so that was an amazing opportunity to be just part of the school and always hosting these events, but also I'm the president of Mu Alpha Theta. It's a little math club, but we end up doing a lot of community service, so that was really fun to end up doing.
Yeah, and Nicole, I know you're really active in our new JROTC chapter. Talk a little bit about the things that you've been involved in high school.
The overarching organization that I was involved in really was HOSA, which it really helped me to see what community service is about. And I got to be treasurer my junior year and then president my senior year. And then I also got to be president for National Honor Society my senior year. And, of course, I got the opportunity to join the Army JROTC unit. And I think that also helped me with choosing my career. And it was just a great opportunity to interact with the Army First Sergeant and the officer as well.
Yeah, excellent. And how about you, Mark?
Well, for me, like Richard, I'm in Mu Alpha Theta and student council, yeah. And also, I participated in DECA since sophomore year. This last year, I was officer of finance and DECA. And it really was that club especially has been really helpful in building building me up as a person with my social skills and communication skills. Our mountain bike team, that's been really helpful for growing our community and staying healthy out on the trails.
Yeah, and you guys are a mountain biking family, so I think that was a natural fit for you. So I want to shift gears a little bit. I want to look at the future. What does after Bradshaw Mountain High School look like? But before we do that, I don't want anybody to go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
From Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3 from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
You brought the office in-house. You set up a schoolroom in your living room. You're caring for the sickest among us. And you just keep bringing it. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we've never been prouder to back you up. to keep trucks running, thermometers working, each other connected. Because even as we stand apart, we are powerful together. So when you need us, we'll be here at your local Batteries Plus bulb store, curbside, and batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. This is Dan Streeter, superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. Court, we had a great segment. Heard from your top 1%. We heard about high school. Let's kind of a unique group. But talk a little bit about the senior class as a whole. I mean, we have the top 1% here. I think scholarship night was going to be pretty spectacular this year. So talk about the entire class for us.
This is an incredible class, Mr. Streeter. You know, it's kind of bittersweet because I cannot think of a class that can handle a situation better than this senior class right here. They're just a bunch of incredible kids that really understand teamwork and collaboration and they're just good human beings. Everything that the student council seniors and the senior class set out to do this year, they did. They said they were going to knock the assemblies out of the park and increase, spirit. They said, Mr. Miner, you need to move the band over because we're going to fill up this whole spirit section. I was like, you guys sure about? They did. Just everything that they've done. But on the same token, because they've been such a great class, I sure would like to have one last hurrah with them. You know what I mean? So it's a little bittersweet. This is a very, and I know some of my seniors or graduates out there are going, Mr. Miner always says this in all speeches. That's not true. This was a very special class. Just everything they've done, they've just, including this, they've taken on so well.
You
so
know, it's every Christmas you call me and you say, I got a great graduating class this year, but I'm really worried about this junior class that's coming up next. You always say,
I do.
Dan, this is going to be trouble. But this group, we didn't have that conversation.
I didn't call you.
you said we're going to get through the senior class, but man, this next class is going to be unbelievable. Yeah. And we've been talking about it in the community. So kudos to you guys for being the top 1% of, you guys don't know this, but we've been talking about you a lot, just as we've gone out into the community. So, it's pretty incredible. So let's talk about, we will celebrate your accomplishments. That will happen. We don't know when, we don't know how, but it will happen. But let's talk about the next step. Where are we going from Bradshaw Mountain High School? Mark, I always start with you, so I'm going to start with Richard, even though I'm not happy with what he's about to tell me. But Richard, the next step, where are you headed?
So after high school, I will be attending the University of Arizona in Tucson. I want to major in psychiatry, so hopefully that will work out in the end.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and we wish you the best of luck for sure. It's a great campus, great school, you'll be in great shape there. So Nicole, you leave a little bit earlier than the rest of the graduating class. You are off to, for our listeners, let us know.
The United States Naval Academy.
So you're off to Annapolis, and your report date is what?
It's June 25th.
So you'll be reporting late June. You go through some basic training pieces, orientation pieces before school starts. And you're planning to study what at the Naval Academy?
Either general sciences or chemistry. And then I also want to minor in a foreign language.
Yeah, and I think that's a great – we had a graduate not too long ago, Gilbert Ibarra at Embry-Riddle, who I don't know if he – did he major in Arabic? And he at least minored in it, and that's going to be a ticket that will pretty much take him anywhere he wants to go. So, and Mark, you're off to where?
I'm off to Gonzaga in the fall up in Spokane, Washington, and I plan to be majoring in computer engineering.
All right, excellent. So that's the engineering gene seems to be in the Madler family. I had your older brother went to ASU and continued his education. So Mark, we'll go back around the table. Why Gonzaga? Why what drew you to a Zag?
I liked the school, where it is, what they offer, and it just so happened that scholarships just really worked out with that school. They all stacked nicely. And so it was a no-brainer to go there.
Yeah, and certainly I know you enjoy obviously studying, but being in the outdoors as well, and Spokane, Washington is going to offer you a lot of opportunities to continue all those things. So, and then, Nicole, the Naval Academy, what pointed us in that direction? What was the – how did we get to that decision?
I went to their summer program, and I could just really see myself there. I never really thought I was going to go into the Navy because I come from a family of Air Force. So when I realized how much I wanted to go there, it was kind of shocking.
And I know at one point we were hopeful for the Air Force Academy, and being from an Air Force family, your parents were probably a little you zigged. You were supposed to zag with Mark, but. So the Naval Academy, and I think that's, you know, we encourage our students to engage in these summer programs because you can find out so much about yourself, about schools, about opportunities, and I think this is an example of getting you to that point. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So, and Richard, U of A, wouldn't have been my first choice.
Yeah.
Go Devils. But what landed you at the University of Arizona?
So I'm the youngest of the first generation of my family, so all my cousins before me have gone to U of A, and I just wanted to carry that on. But also at a young age, I think around like 7 or 8, I went to the campus to visit a cousin there, and I just fell in love with the campus, and it's always been like a dream to go there.
Yeah, and we know it's a great campus. Tucson's a great town, great college town. I think you're gonna love it down there. So many cool opportunities. So let's, and we talked a little bit about where you're going, what landed you there, and what you guys are planning to study there. What are you most excited about when you think about the college experience, other than seeing human beings? So Nicole will go right to the middle. What are you most excited about when you get to the Naval Academy?
I think because it's a school that's been around for such a long time, I think around 200 years. They have so many traditions, and it's kind of embedded in the curriculum, too. And you get to meet people that you're bonded with for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And great opportunities both while you're at the Naval Academy and obviously once you leave the Naval Academy. So how about you, Mark? What are you most looking forward to?
I think I'm most looking forward to focusing in on what I want to study and hanging out with people that are, you know, interested in the same stuff and, you know, have like-minded personalities.
Yes, great answer. Absolutely. How about you, Richard?
I'm most excited for a change of pace. I'm used to just having a constant high school schedule, and now I'm excited to just do a college schedule like every other day, and then plus meeting new people that will be the same as me.
Yeah, no, those are great answers. Mr. Miner, what question would you ask these guys? I got one more for them, but I'll let you chime in here. You've been hanging out
tough
with these
one,
guys
tough
for
one.
4 years.
Seniors, number one top memory from high school. I don't care if it's from your freshman. Don't go into middle school on me. I don't care if it's from your freshman year. The top best memory from high school that you can say on the air. Let's go with Mark. Richard looks scared. We'll go with Mark.
I have to think about that.
Best memory walking out the door.
At school?
Dealing with school. It could be through mountain biking to, you know, your teachers, to studying with your friend, you know, school related, best high school experience. Hmm. Or memory, excuse me, memory.
I think actually hearing that that I was the valedictorian was probably one of the coolest days
in the library?
High school. Well, I was I was at a math competition and I just finished a test and they're like, "You're the valedictorian."
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. But
I made the announcement. Mark wasn't there.
There we go. All right. Okay. He was at a math competition.
Yes.
Hence valedictorian, right?
Nicole.
So, I like this question. Keep going.
I would say that studying with my friends for pre-calc and calc, we were just really bonded over that. We were super close, and we had our one location that we went to. And I always looked forward to it, even though it was studying.
Can't get away from those doink points, can you?
The doink points. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Richard.
So I'm going to take a different spin on this. It was probably the volleyball season of this year because I pride myself as being the number one fan.
You were?
And every game I was there, including the ones that all the way to Flagstaff for the finals. And that was probably one of my favorite times of all, just going to see them, supporting them.
Well, that's a good memory because that was 18 years since we'd gone that far in the playoffs. So that was pretty cool for the kids and especially for us in the stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good – I think that was a fun ride for all of us, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, great answers. I love the discussion about I think everybody has that memory from high school that they remember, that one experience that always stands out. So, and certainly more memories to come. Let me shift gears on you guys again. I've been kind of talking about the college route, and I'll stay there. But what's something you're nervous about? What are we nervous about as we start looking to – Let's go. We'll go Richard on this.
Probably just doing things on my own. I've always had like support with me, family and friends, and going down to Tucson to University of Arizona. I don't know a lot of people going there except for like a handful. So it's gonna be hard to like find people and just get out there more.
How about you, Nicole?
Freshmen at the Naval Academy are called plebes for a reason. So basically. After our plebe summer, which is our basic training, we have to continue with training throughout the whole year. It's supposed to be our hardest year because we're supposed to earn the title of midshipman. And the upperclassmen just go in on us. We have to memorize like the menu 3 days in advance. We have to know news articles conversationally and all of that. So I think I'm most nervous that I'm going to forget something. And I might be disappointed in myself, but I know that I'll do better.
I'm nervous for her now, Mr. Streeter. Yeah.
Well, that's why no one sent you to the Naval Academy, Mr. Minor.
That's right.
Mark, most nervous about?
I think I'm most nervous about going to a completely new town and living there. And it's pretty far away from like where I live now. And it'll just be interesting. New challenges.
Yeah, no, I think all of those are very real answers and normal answers, but it also lends itself to who you are. You guys have been provided opportunities and you've taken advantage of those opportunities along the way, and you've put yourselves in situations that sometimes are a little bit uncomfortable, but those are the situations where true growth happens, and that's why you are where you are today. So I think knowing that and knowing that that's normal, you guys are going to be in great shape as you go off on your college journeys, and I certainly wish you guys the best of luck. And I have no doubt that you guys are going to be successful. I'm looking forward to hearing how everything goes. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back for our third segment here in a few minutes, but we'll take the short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on June 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Moms are recognized as frontline responders here at Waters Garden Center.
We're giving away 50 pink Supreme hydrangeas to moms loved enough to be nominated now through May 7th.
She will be the first in the neighborhood with this big, bold bloomer.
But only if you nominate her through Waters Facebook and Instagram feeds or our website at watersgardencenter.com.
Nominate a neighbor, friend, or family member for a chance to win.
Pink Splendor hydrangea is only found at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. President Trump visits Arizona to tour a Phoenix Honeywell plant manufacturing N95 masks for the COVID-19 pandemic.
More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week. You are the greatest industry. Like generations of patriots before you, the workers of this factory are pouring their heart and their soul and their blood into defending our nation and keeping our people healthy and safe. You make America proud. You really do.
The president heaping great praise on the company and employees for their role in making protective gear for medical workers and first responders. Honeywell says it's going to be making 20 million N95 masks each month between the Phoenix and Rhode Island plants.
To defeat the virus, we are harnessing the unrivaled power of American industry. We're using the Defense Production Act to manufacture over 100,000 additional ventilators.
This is the president's first trip in weeks and his second visit to Arizona since his February rally before COVID-19 became widespread. Sunny and warm all a week, cooling after bedtime tonight to a clear sky 48, with highs tomorrow through Friday near 87 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low around 53, heating up to 97 Wednesday through Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
We have 25 years of solid trial experience handling cases from first-degree murder, drug cases, to assault cases. We have the experience, reputation, and dedication to assist anyone in any court across the state of Arizona.
We look through every piece of evidence to find and fight every potential constitutional violation. We aim to win by leaving no stone unturned, to form early and aggressive strategies to fight the government at trial, because we actually care, and because there's two sides to every story that deserve to be told.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either.
This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. This is Humboldt Happenings, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And in studio with me, we're down to just Mr. Miner. We release the students, let them get back to their crazy schedules that has them in this whole valedictorian predicament. Mr. Miner, great group of kids.
Yes.
I mean, it's we talked about the senior class, we talked about that group, but just really a neat group of kids that you have coming through the high school.
Yeah, and Dan, they're just a great representation of that whole senior class. Seriously. I could have, and don't get me wrong, they're awesome. I could have brought another three in, and then another three. You know what I mean? It's just it's a really incredible, just fun-loving, spirited, motivated, you know, I look at myself sometimes in comparison to them, and, you know, they're just leaps and bounds, you know, ahead of where I was at my senior year in terms of the big picture of things. You know, they just, every year they impress me.
Yeah. You know, I have this conversation with my own children. You know, we talk about you're responsible for your own education. You're going to get out what you put into it. But at the end of the day, you're the one that's responsible for your own education. And we just had three, kids in here that have taken responsibility for their own education. I mean, they've gone above and beyond. They found opportunities within the school, outside of the school. And I think that's, you know, it's what we want for all of our students is to really take advantage of this time and create opportunities and create a future for yourself. And we got a glimpse of the positive right there.
Yeah. And not to belabor that point, Dan, but it's about taking advantage of those opportunities, you know, and as we expose more of our students to that, and you've seen that through our college going rate and our scholarships increase in the last 6 years, as you've got to put the opportunities out there for kids, but you also got to show them how to take advantage of those opportunities and to jump on those and apply for those and, you know, write for the scholarship and push the GPA to this point. And so it's so awesome to see our kids doing that, taking advantage of it, you know, and I mean, today, Dan, we got Tucson, Annapolis and Spokane. You know what I mean? All three of them in here today are going somewhere else. And that's scary. You know, remember you're a senior in high school. I don't know if I could go 1,200 miles away from my family. And all of them just sitting in here today, they're like, yep, ready to go. I mean, they told you what they were nervous about, but you could see it in their demeanor. They're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and they're going to do great things. So, Court, talk a little bit about it. It's been a wild fourth quarter at Bradshaw Mountain High School. You know, we had to change the instructional model. We've gone through all these different pieces. But what does school look like at Bradshaw Mountain in the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, it's we moved through Google Classroom, Dan, and we've moved online. And there's a wide array of what you're seeing from my teachers, from videos and quizzes and videos of themselves. Recording themselves and putting that out to the kids using videos and other resources and putting those out to the students as well. What's been, you know, kind of encouraging for me is this is just a cool opportunity, for our students to improve their grade. This is about learning right now. You know what I mean? It's not about checking the boxes and okay, I did everything. Now give me an A. We're really kind of in a venue right now of learning. If you want to push yourself and improve your grade, you got an opportunity to do so. And, you know, we're seeing about 30 to about 40% of our students taking advantage of that. And Dan, you know as well as I do, you don't know what's going to happen when you jump off the cliff. When you close a school and you're going to move online, you don't know what's going to happen. And being able to get Chromebooks and MiFis out to our parents and families and students has helped. But from the get-go, our students have, jumped online and looked for that teacher interaction.
Yeah, and I think we owe a huge debt of gratitude to our teachers who've really gone out on a limb during this time and taken advantage of the time to try some new things
right. And
be less focused on these are the boxes that need to be checked this quarter to, you know what, let's dive into some of your passion projects. Let's do some deeper learning. And I think that, and I credit the teachers for doing that. And I hope that when we come back, that that's what the focus is, that, that we can kind of ride this wave and continue to do those things.
Yes.
So, we talked a little bit, you had mentioned just Chromebooks and MiFis. Obviously the digital divide, the homework gap is very real. You know, especially in our area, you're in a state that has defunded education for so long. And then you get to a part of that state that, per pupil revenues are some of the lowest in the lowest funded state. And we've really been hit with this digital divide. It's really been a challenge. Talk a little bit. You mentioned it briefly, but talk a little bit about the steps you've taken to overcome that.
Well, we passed out about 300 Chromebooks, to students and families, and about 50 MiFis. And we asked that our staff reach out and make contact with 100% of our students. And that's the only way you can get that feedback, Dan. You've got to reach out. Why is Johnny not responding? All right, well, I'm going to call the parents and find out. Well, guess what? Johnny doesn't have a device. Or we ran into this one a lot, Dan. Parents now have been sent home to work from home, and the ASU students now have been sent home. And there's a 10th grader and a 7th or 6th grader in the house, and everybody's trying to use this one device. And so by our counselors and our teachers getting out there and contacting the kids, we were able to find out, okay, X number of kids need the device. Guess what? It just so happens we're lucky enough we have enough devices to hand out to that.
Right.
And you know, and our families have been so appreciative of it. And our students have been so appreciative of it, because right now that is their only contact, Dan. And now we've connected them again to their students, to their teacher, to their classes that maybe for 2 or 3 week period they weren't able to do.
Yeah, and that's going to be something that I think the whole country is going to have to address moving forward.
Yeah.
So let's switch gears. I do want to talk graduation. I think it's a hot topic. I think it's something that people want to hear. What is the plan? What are we looking at? Talk us through what kind of where we're at today.
Well, in a perfect world, Dan, and you know this as well as I do after talking to some of our senior students, our students want a formal, traditional, you know, graduation that we've done at Bradshaw Mountain High School, and I don't blame them for that. And we've booked 3 dates in June and 3 dates in July with the Event Center, kind of just riding the wave here to see what's going to happen with social distancing and you know, how many people can we get together at one time and kind of you know, weigh out those decisions and those parameters that'll be put in front of us and make a decision from there. But it was very clear, and you were there too, it was very clear from our senior students, you know, they want to, if you will, they want to see each other one last time before heading off to the real world.
Yeah, you know, and I have to give you a lot of credit, Court. You know, there's a lot of districts and a lot of schools you know, in the area, in the state, in the country that are making graduation plans for students with the idea of what do the adults want to see.
Right.
And I give you a lot of credit of going to your kids and asking your kids, what do you want to see?
Thank you.
And we did. We heard loud and clear. They want to be together. They're willing to push graduation into July if it means they can have a regular graduation. I thought it was interesting. They said if we have to do a small groups, if we had to bring small groups through, they'd rather do like we call it a drive-in style graduation, just because it would put them all in one place.
Right.
But I appreciate that feedback from our students, and I think it's important that we're getting student voice, student input on this decision.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Lots of parents have told me out there what they like, what they want.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty darn close to the kids, but ultimately, graduation is for our senior students, and under the times, we wanted to make it the best possible graduation that we can, sticking with the health guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll be continuing to monitor guidance that comes out from the governor's office, which I think next week we'll get another round, I think the information we get next week will allow us to start projecting out a little bit, so we can start making, maybe crossing off some dates and locking in a few dates. And then obviously the CDC guidelines. I think we're all realistic. Our kids are realistic that it's not going to look exactly
right
like it has in the past, but it will. We will do something that celebrates what they've accomplished,
right.
And that's really our focus going forward. So some other events. We're coming up on the end of the school year. That's actually hard to believe. We've been so busy trying to get things done that you look up and you're like, wait a minute, we got to start collecting some of this stuff back. Talk a little bit about end of the year stuff that's going on.
Well, we do need to, and thanks for that, Dan. Yeah, we do. We have students out there with the Chromebooks and the MyFlies that we talked about. We have the textbooks out there. We've got library books. We have students need to clean out their lockers. Spring sports ended abruptly, so we've got spring sports uniforms, choir, band, JROTC uniforms that we need to collect. And so we are going to tomorrow. I'll be posting on our Facebook page and our website and doing a Connect Ed out. But next Monday, May 11th, we'll be collecting senior books, getting out their cap and gowns to them, and their yard signs. Our dean's office, Mr. Bradshaw, through the dean's office, was able to purchase yard signs for every senior. And so we want to get some of the books collected, uniforms collected, just with the senior class right now, get their caps and gowns into their hands and their yard signs so they can start celebrating themselves, getting pictures taken, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think that's cool that Bradshaw Mountain High School stepped up and purchased those signs for their seniors. We know that in a lot of places those were donations to schools, but for you guys to step up and make that purchase yourself to recognize the kids is fantastic. So we're coming up on kind of the last 45 seconds of this segment. I'm looking forward to whatever graduation is going to look like. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Give a final message out to your seniors that are out on the airwaves.
Class of 2020, I cannot tell you how much I miss you guys, and just seeing you in the mornings, coming into school, hanging out with you at lunch. I've been bored out of my mind, and I just cannot wait for an opportunity to hang out with you guys again.
So that was pretty good, Mr. Miner. I gave you 10 seconds. I actually gave you 20 because I knew you can't do anything in 10 seconds. We're going to take a short break here. You are listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3 from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. This was a great conversation. We had our top 1% in studio, Nicole Babbitt, Mark Madler, Richard Ponsler, as well as high school principal, Mr. Court Miner. We talked high school memories. We talked future plans. We talked what graduation might look like. I think most people would agree that the future looks bright, not just for today's guests, but I think for all of us, knowing that these are the students who are going to go out and do great things in this world. Truly a great group of students. I also want to quickly thank all of our support staff, teachers, and administrators as they continue to find ways to support our students and the community during this time. As your community school district, I know we are proud to be here for you. So as we wrap up today's show, a huge thank you goes out to today's guest, high school principal, like I said, Mr. Court Miner, for sharing how we're planning for graduation. Also, thank you to Nicole, Mark, and Richard for sharing some of the great work that they've done, not just at Bradshaw Mountain High School, but what lies ahead for them as they go into their own futures. Today was a spotlight on our graduates and the great things that they have accomplished. This is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. Remember, you can always find us here from 4 to 5 p.m. the first Tuesday of every month for all things HUSD. Until next time, have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.